This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the air and process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. We need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass. And dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. To do away with greed. To free the world, to fulfill that promise, let us all unite.
All right, folks, welcome to another edition of the Corporation Nation radio program. My name is Clint Richardson. We're pre-recording this show on Monday, and we'll be playing it on Tuesday, November 26th. My very special guest today is Mr. Michael Tellinger. Michael has several websites, michaeltellinger.com. As well as something that everybody should be checking out, which is the Ubuntu Liberation Movement, which is ubuntuparty.org.za. And that's U-B-U-N-T-U. And we'll be talking about a lot about this today. Michael, coming to us from the hills of South Africa, and I think as the sun is rising here, the sun is probably setting there. How are you doing, sir?
Excellent, Clint. Nice to be talking to you. Yeah, just it's not really hills; it's more mountains. It's very much the northern part of the spectacular Drakensberg mountain range in South Africa that was actually the inspiration for the Lord of the Rings books that was written by R.R. Tolkien, who grew up in South Africa and was inspired by those Drakensberg Mountains to write his incredible books.
Is an incredible allegory about the way life really is, huh? Government and everything else, yeah. I sure appreciate you joining me today. I've been very much looking forward to this above all other interviews, because I find that your information and the way you present it, especially, is able to accomplish what I'm thinking but cannot seem to put into words, which is it has a lot to do with some words that a lot of people seem to be afraid of, like higher consciousness, unity, and these types of things, even terms like New World, which bring to mind such things that aren't so much fiction anymore, such as Brave New World. So I really want to set the tone here, and I think that your presentation on money, for instance, and the fact that money has really strangled the people and their intentions, I think should be the first and foremost subject that we talk about today, because what we're talking about is sometimes referred to as communitarianism. which we'll be talking about on Wednesday night with Larkin, Texas. But it's a way of controlling, literally controlling the intent of the people through such tools as debt and, you know, requiring licenses and PhDs and all of that kind of stuff. So let's start with your excellent, excellent ideas on the concept of money, if you don't mind.
Well, thanks very much, Clint. Yeah, it's important to just put a few things into context for those of your listeners that are not familiar with my work and what I've been doing. Because if you're going to jump into the deep end of the pool and start talking about a world without money and a moneyless society that creates abundance on every level, you need to be pretty sure that you have your facts straight and that you know what you're talking about and that you are able to connect the dots that allows you, that allow you to make such outlandish statements as some people still believe. Because to many people, when they first listen and hear about philosophies and ideas about a world without money, it sent a shockwave through their system. Because many people can't imagine a world without money, you know, because how are we going to survive as we have all grown up in a world with money driven by capitalism, driven by so-called democracy that is shoved down our throats, making us believe that this is the only way. And so we our entire perception of how life is and what is right and what is wrong is molded and fashioned by money being inextricably connected to all those decisions we make. Now, to break down those barriers is not easy. Some people get it very quickly, some people struggle, and then they eventually get it, and some people just dig their heels in, they don't want to know. So it really is, I believe, the state of the situation on Earth today, where everybody finds themselves in dire straits, whether you're rich or whether you're poor. When you're rich, you're trying to protect what you've got and you're worried about everybody trying to take it away from you. When you're poor, you're wondering where the next meal's coming from and how you're going to see the end of the day, the end of the week, and the end of the month, which sometimes feels like like insurmountable hurdles to cross for millions and millions and millions, if not billions of people. And yet, when we look at the solutions, we realize that the solutions are so simple that it truly boggles the mind. However, our minds and our conscience have been poisoned so badly by the communities and the societies we have grown up in that we often fight it, fight the solutions. Like Morpheus said in The Matrix, it's like a splinter in your mind that constantly tries to pull you this way or that way, or prevents you from realizing that the solutions are simple. So, after that long and convoluted introduction, let me just also say that what brought me here to realizing that we need to get rid of money completely off this planet is not something that I just woke up with, but is a conclusion that I reached after studying deeply the origins of humankind, who we are, where we come from, and what we're doing here as a species, uncovering some very startling and shocking information that many people are becoming more and more familiar with on a daily basis about our slave species status, the fact that our DNA has been manipulated, the fact that we're truly, totally, and utterly controlled on every possible level, and that this has been going on for thousands and thousands of years, and that there is indeed a royal bloodline that runs back for thousands and thousands of years right through the Sumerian texts and all other ancient texts that we find. And it is these bloodlines that are connected to the introduction of money. And it is the study of the origins of humankind that made me realize that money is not a consequence of thousands of years of barter and trade that eventually turned into money, but actually something completely different to what most of us have been taught. And the fact, and that information is that money was introduced at a very specific point in time in history as a tool of enslavement over the people. And this is really staggering information. And this information comes from Sumerian tablets, It's undeniable. It's part of ancient human history. And those that control the money, those bloodlines that are still part of the same royal political bloodlines that control the supply and the control of money on Earth today, are the same families that started this many thousands of years ago.
Yeah, I just spent actually two and a half of my shows, my two-hour shows, going through a lot of those bloodlines. So it's very apropos for this particular conversation. And unfortunately, what I show through many, 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 many months and months of research was the bloodline connection of all the presidents of the United States, as well as most political figures in most countries that are also of that bloodline. So it's not just the money changers, it's also the government that regulates them. And let's face it, government is the ultimate banker. So we'll be back, folks. Stay with us with Michael Tellinger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
All right, folks, welcome back. Again, this is a pre-recorded show with a very, very interesting guest, Michael Tellinger, michaeltellinger.com, as well as the Ubuntu Political Party, which we'll get into a lot more as we go on today. So, yes, Michael, I absolutely concur with your statement. In fact, I was just reading again the ceremony for the coronation of the queen, the anointment to make her the, you know, the vicar of Christ on earth. And it's specifically says, long live King Solomon, long live the queen, referring to the long and traditional bloodline that's been going on for many, many millennia. So definitely not going to have any arguments when it comes to that point of view and historical perspective. Please continue. We're talking about money, the money changers, and really the ancient system of pledging, the pledging of people as the backing of the of those currencies, whether they be stone tablets or anything else.
Yeah, it's really critical for us to understand this and realize that there's a long ongoing agenda behind this, and that agenda is the total and utter enslavement of the human race, which has been done very successfully. But alongside with this is the benefit that we have, and this is our saving grace, and that is the evolution of our DNA, and the evolution not in some strange way, but it's actually the evolution of our consciousness that causes the evolution of our DNA. It's almost like a feedback mechanism. The one causes the other and vice versa. So that allows us to formulate higher and higher thoughts and start asking more introspective questions to which we no longer fear the answers. And this is why you find millions of people every day waking up with new questions that they may not have had the day before, which is all an aspect of this rise in global consciousness and unity consciousness, moving towards a unified humanity that starts to have a very clear understanding of who we are as a species and what our ultimate destination is as divine co-creators of the divine creator of all that is. And I know that this sounds a little wishy-washy when I say this, but, you know, we don't really want to go into too much detail on that front because that'll take us into a 4 or 5 hour discussion.
Hey, I got time.
So what's exciting about this is that where we are today, and I know this because through my work and the research and my travels and my presentations, I'm fortunate to meet some really incredible people from the wildest and craziest scientists that I have the pleasure of meeting right now because of my involvement with the Breakthrough Energy Movement and the conferences of alternative and breakthrough free energy, where I'm on a daily basis talking to scientists and inventors that are inventing free energy devices, that have created things that boggle the minds of people, that have gone way beyond what Einstein and other great minds have done, and connecting the impossible with what we have been taught in school, and breaking and shattering our understanding of the laws of physics and making us realize that nothing is as it seems. And we have to constantly keep an open mind to be able to absorb the new information, because it is far beyond what we have been taught at school.
Well, so, let's face it. I mean, an open mind is a fairly... I would say it's a fairly recent freedom. It's a fairly recent concept to be able to think in leaps and bounds, or at least to be allowed to have the freedom of thought to be able to expand. And of course, the people that I've met, of course, who have tried and succeeded in creating alternative energies, not only for energy but for healing. Which I've seen with my own two eyes. I've seen alchemy. I've seen gold turned into a white powder that can only be referred to as manna. I've seen these things with my own eyes. And so it's very easy for me to say, oh, yeah, that's absolutely possible. It's like I said, I carry a key ring with a quarter that got a hole punched through it from a water torch, a torch that uses nothing but Brown's gas to burn water and, you know, create this, it's not a heat source, it's like cold fusion almost. So I've seen it all with my own eyes, and I've seen the consequences of the people who create this type of thing. And so I want to say first off that what we're talking about today, on your behalf, I'm going to play a little devil's advocate here, is very specifically that it's not a utopia. Okay, it's interesting that the word utopia is a word that actually means, when in its etymology, it means nowhere. It means that utopia is actually all around you, and that what you build on top of it is what covers up the utopia that could be. So this is not in any way suggesting that we can create this utopia, that we can just stop being aware of what's going around us, because those money changers will come right back. It's not easy. There's nothing easy about this. And one of the things I really enjoyed was finally hearing someone say, look, it's not going to just happen overnight. It's not going to just, this is not just something that can suddenly be. It's not something you can vote on, because you can't, you really can't fix a completely corrupt system. And the idea that you could build this almost, I guess the best way I can describe it is to go, is going back to an allodial system almost, is through the small community. And once one community sees what you're doing and that you're that you're doing so well, and they're not, they're probably going to want to copy your method.
Yeah, that's exactly how I actually present the Ubuntu contributionist philosophy in my new book. And I must say that it'll final, my new book will finally be out in the next, literally in the next few days. It's taken forever to finish it, edit it, and make sure that it's laid out properly. But it'll hopefully be available on my website in the next few days. So for those that are interested in wrapping their heads around this, please go and check it out and share this. Because we live on a planet of abundance, unbelievable and infinite abundance. And yet what is shoved down our throats on a daily basis is that everything is scarce. Well, the only reason that everything is scarce and we live in a scarce, in a world of scarcity is because of the money and because of economies and the fact that, that our governments and corporations run our world and control the humans as their slaves. They economize to make things scarce, and this is why we live on a planet of abundance and don't have enough water or food or place to live or electricity. It's spectacular how we've been deceived and lied to and conned into a corner. But the other important thing is, Clint, is that, you know, we're not just the 99%. We're the 99.99%. Those that are trying to implement the enslavement and the draconian control of humanity are literally they're just in the dozens, if not hundreds, of people that actually sit at that kind of level of control. And it's just a very gentle swing away from the fear, because this is how they've been managing to keep people in place, is through, obviously, through the draconian schooling system, which has got nothing to do with learning skills for life, but following orders and fearing authority and getting a certificate that allows you to go look for a job that pays you money, which just perpetuates the money generating and earning cycle. So through fear, the fear-mongering tactics, they've managed to, you know.
Sorry, that came in pretty strong, but yeah, I concur. We shall be back right away with Michael Dellinger. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
All right, folks, welcome back. Well, Michael, you certainly have a compelling argument. Now, again, I want to, if you don't mind, I'd like to just play a little devil's advocate. Now, from what you've said so far, it might sound to someone that you're promoting something similar to a cashless society. Now, a cashless society really represents the same thing we have now, but without little pieces of paper. It would all be a digital concept where we would basically, you know, if you will, take the mark of some RFID type of, you know, chip or other personal identification system, and that our accounts, basically our numbers, would be attached to an account, and that's how we would spend our money. Obviously, that is not what you are promoting because you are not promoting money.
No, it's very important that, you know, we've been skirting the issue a little bit. I think we need to get right into the depths of it now, because been going around in circles. So what Ubuntu contributionism is, first of all, contributionism is the word that I came up with in 2005 when I first stumbled upon this, when it hit me like a sledgehammer between the eyes, when I woke up one morning and realized, oh my God, we don't need money to survive and live on this planet. We don't need to trade. We don't need to exchange or barter anything. All we have to do is contribute, do what it is that we're good about, passionate about, that makes us wake up in the morning with a smile on our face, because we're looking forward to the day, because we're going to do what we are good at, using our God-given talents that we were born with. And each and every one of us is born with specific gifts and talents that are beaten out of us throughout the school system. So that's what this is all about. Ubuntu contributionism is moving towards a society that functions without money and functions without barter or trade or any value attached to anything, because each one of our contributions and what we do is equally valuable. Anyone that thinks that because you do this or that, it's more valuable than somebody else, you've got to check your ego and realize that you're just part of a much greater scheme of things. And whatever you do is a contribution towards the benefit of your own community, your immediate community, and then the greater community, and then eventually the greater human community. But it starts with you and your immediate community, whether that community is your family or your village or your town or your city. And it's our contributions that what it is that we do that we're really good at that not only allows us to benefit from, but everybody else around us to benefit from that. So the five-point mantra for Ubuntu contributionism is, first of all, we're moving from societies driven by money to societies driven by people, communities driven by people, their skills and their passions. And the five-point mantra, as I like to call it, is... Ubuntu contributionism is there is no money, no barter, no trade, no value attached to anything, and where everybody contributes their God-given talents or their acquired skills for the greatest benefit of all in their community. Now, that's how simple it is. And we constantly try and get our minds to trip us up. And we instead of imagining how we can achieve this, many people keep saying, yeah, but what about this? And how is this going to work and that going to work? Well, what I can tell you is that there are only 13 frequently asked questions that come up in over nearly 10 years of research and work that I've done on this now, since 2005. Having to deal with thousands and thousands of people and the questions and their skepticism, I can tell you with great joy in my heart that there are only 13 main questions, and that's a very important number if you read between the lines. 13 key questions that keep coming up like clockwork. That's the best news that you can get, because what that tells us is that our minds are all equally poisoned, that we've all been equally programmed to try and oppose our own utopia and stand in our own way. But the good news is that there are only 13 problems that we need to overcome. All the others are just derivatives and sort of washed down versions of those 13 main questions. And I've posted those on our website already, on the Ubuntu website, and those are, and I deal with them in great detail. And some of the sort of sub questions of those 13 main ones I deal in great detail in my new book. Which is called Ubuntu Contributionism, A Blueprint for Human Prosperity. And this is very exciting. So all we have to do is solve 13 problems and we've reached utopia. Now, that's not the situation we find ourselves in today. Today, there are millions of problems facing us, and 99.999% of those millions of problems are all connected to economic feasibility. And that is where we find, whenever you try and find a solution for our current problems within the capitalistic framework, it is always the financial or economic viability that trips us up. Money is the hurdle to all progress. Money is the cause for the seven deadly sins. And as many people argue, that it's not money that is the problem. Money is just a form of exchange. It's just an energy. No, I can tell you right categorically, you are absolutely wrong. It is the sheer presence of money that causes all the problems we face in our lives and on this planet. And it is for that reason that it was very cunningly and maliciously introduced several thousand years ago as the absolute tool of enslavement. Money was that tool. And look what it's done to us.
Well, it's also safe to say that money does not represent, it's tough to put words to it, but money doesn't represent wealth. We, of course, out here have been trained to think that the fact that we have some cash in our hand and some cash in the bank or some investments somewhere actually represents real wealth. Well, of course, real wealth is real estate. So precious metals and those sorts of things are absolutely have intrinsic value. But in fact, the money itself is really it's not fair to say that it's non-existent, because it certainly does exist. And as you say, it certainly causes many problems. But really, we're just talking about, bills of exchange. We're talking about,
what it is, Clint, is it's a synthetically created item. Synthetically created by a group of beings who have very cunning and malicious intent, and a synthetically created item to use as a tool of enslavement. So the only way we can overcome this enslavement through money is not to fight it, not to destroy it, just to simply move away from it and say, we're not going to use your money. Thank you very much. We're going to carry on and do something so different that has never, ever been done in human history. And that is move completely away from the use of money. Because if you look at all of human history, money is always at the center of human history. It always plays a critical and pivotal role in decisions that have been made. And therefore, it is the constant common denominator in the failures of past civilizations. And allowing dictators to get into power and tools of control. So the only way we can free ourselves from the enslavement of money is to stop using it. And as I said, do something that has never been done before. Get on with our lives without the use of any kind of money. And Ubuntu, the ancient African philosophy, describes that very, very well. And contributionism is just a modern word for that I came up with, that I guess embraces Ubuntu in a modern world so that it doesn't scare too many people. You know, one of the frequent questions is, oh, well, if we do away from money, does it mean we're going back to the dark ages, living in caves? And, you know, what does that mean? It's a degradation of technology and so forth. And you've got to ask the people, say, well, just think about it for yourself. What will happen if you remove money from the and you allow scientists to work freely and without any restraints or hurdles towards developing free energy and sharing free energy and new technology with everyone in the world without money getting in the way? Does that sound like we're going back to the dark ages and living in caves?
Well, no. It sounds to me like you're the cave in Plato's allegory, or the slave in Plato's allegory of the cave, trying to tell the other slaves, hey, you don't need to be bound by these chains that don't really even exist. They're just IOUs. The last man standing with the IOU, of course, is going to be out of luck. So, I mean, you're literally trying to wake up the rest of humanity as fellow slaves. Slaves to this system. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe.
and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cow Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNforAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNforAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNforAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNforAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4all.com.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
All right, folks, welcome back. The immortal words of Mr. Rogers. So, Michael, the other aspect of this is that people are just have been fooled into something that we refer to as a gold or commodity-backed a currency, which basically is the same exact thing. Right now, we have the U.S. dollar. It is actually... It's not backed by, in other words, you can't turn it in for gold, but it is collateralized for over $230 million troy ounces of gold. Gold, where that gold is, I'm not going to speculate. However, it is reported that it is in three different vaults, including Fort Knox, under military watch. So, you know, but what we're really talking about here is simply the same exact action, but this time backed by something else. It doesn't limit the amount of money that can be created. It doesn't limit the amount of crime that can be created from that money. It is simply, in fact, I've read in several historical accounts that the gold is known as the nation killer. That is its nickname. So we again, you're not sitting here promoting some new form of the same old thing. That would be, as Einstein described it, insanity. You're actually saying, look, we got to stop this vicious cycle, and that's why I'm so interested in this.
Yeah, absolutely, and you're quite right, Clint. If we start attaching currency and our money to gold or silver, we're just raping our planet. And why do we want to do that? We need to honor our planet and respect our planet and live in harmony with our planet, not rape her for the sake of somebody getting wealthy and being able to oppress others because of the accumulation of this commodity. And now what some people still don't realize is that these so-called commodities and money-backed currency is just a very clever way of pulling the wool over our eyes again. It is an absolute atrocity that is being committed. The crime against humanity is being committed because the central banks, the Reserve Bank in South Africa, for example, all the gold mines, the platinum mines, the copper mines, the diamond mines, you know, South Africa is one of the wealthiest countries in the world in its minerals. And yet we've got, you know, 50% unemployment. It's insane. So here we are every month, every week, the South African Reserve Bank, which is a privately owned company, as you know, takes blank pieces of paper. They put some fancy logos and stamps on it, and they give those to the mines as a form of payment for the gold and the diamonds and the platinum that the mines deliver via the South African Reserve Bank. So what they're doing is just stealing the commodity, stealing the precious mineral resources of our country and getting away with
it. Of the people.
Yeah, it belongs to the people. All the precious mineral resources belong to the people. They do not belong to the government or any private corporation. And this is really one of the fundamental statements of the Ubuntu movement and the Ubuntu party that we'll be taking into the elections next year in 2014 in South Africa, is that the country belongs to its people. The precious minerals and everything on the land, in the land, above the land, in the water belongs to the people. And by belong, I mean doesn't belong to them physically, but it is there for us to use for the benefit of the people. We are the custodians of all these things, not to use and abuse and rape them for our own enrichment and benefit, but for abundance on all levels. So this brings us to the next question. When we remove money from the system and we all live in united communities without centralized draconian governments telling us what to do, where every community decides what is best for the people, And universal law, common law, is the highest law of all, and is applied by the people for the people. What are we going to do about the mining of precious minerals and the abuse of those? Well, that's going to stop, because once again, because there's no limitations or hurdles to progress in our sciences and our researchers and our inventors, and our inventors and scientists will have absolute free rein and all the support you can possibly imagine to develop new technology, new techniques, new materials that are not only biodegradable, but that are basically generated out of and created out of thin air because of our understanding of quantum physics and zero-point energy, so that we can now create materials and substances that are stronger than the metals we've been mining, that are more useful, have infinitely more applications, and are totally reusable and biodegradable. So are we still going to be mining precious metals? The answer to that is a most definite no. And this is all part of the frequently asked questions that people ask when you start talking about a world without money, because You know, we are so caught up in the reality of our world. What we think is normal is so far removed from normality that it'll take a complete swing away, 180 degree move away from the way we live and consume and interact and do things today. It's going to take 180 degrees move away from that when we take money out of the system. It's a very, very exciting prospect and contemplation. And I must tell you that everyone that has gone through this process in their mind, and when that penny drops for you, that moment, that pivotal historical moment in your life and in your personal existence, when you get it, when the penny drops for you, will forever remain the most exciting moment in your life, when you realize that money is the problem and that the removal of money truly and utterly liberates humanity on every imaginable level.
I agree. I've contemplated this a lot on my own before I found your Ubuntu contributionism as well. I have to say also that, you know, right now the reason that we are mining all of these different things, including gold, is simply the probably one of the biggest crimes against humanity is to hide, again, the true value or the true worth of these precious metals we're talking about. Gold is one of the metals that your body needs. It cures insomnia. It does so many good things for the body as a mineral supplement. It obviously is used as a commodity in machines and other things, but it also has healing factors that I don't think anybody really understands at this point. And the fact that it was so coveted in ancient times, it really, I don't think that we can fully grasp that because we haven't had a chance as a society, not as a government or a country, but as a people to actually tinker with it and say, well, what is gold really all about? What is it about this? Because the second we try, well, guess who comes down on us? And, you know, it says you don't have a license to do that. You're practicing medicine or you're practicing this, you're practicing that. No, I'm not practicing anything. I don't need your permission to take a piece of gold, put some sound frequency to it and see what happens. You know, it's not, it's just, that's the society we live in. And money allows for such things as licensing and, you know, every other thing that stops otherwise great minds from actually discovering these things.
Well, I must also raise a bit of a warning and a concern here is that, you know, that our DNA is actually encoded the perfect human body that does not die, that lives forever. And it is ultimately the choice of the individual to then exit the body, but that has been tampered with and that has been messed with and that has turned us into a slave species. You know, we're enslaved in four different levels, as I often say and show in my presentations. We're enslaved physically because we are cloned as a species. It's very obvious now that our DNA has been cloned and messed with. We're enslaved emotionally. We're confused by this. We're enslaved mentally because our pineal gland has been messed with and we can't see beyond what we are told. And we're enslaved spiritually because it seems that our souls are prevented from leaving this matrix and rejoining with Source and are sent on never-ending cycles of involuntary karmic reincarnation only to be confused by who we are, where we come from, and why we're here.
Sorry to interrupt you, my friend. We got to go to a break. We'll be back.
With finance.